This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's February 12th, episode 848. Good morning, Horse World.
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, baby. Here's to another week. Halfway done. The downhill stretch has finally begun.
Daddy, I want another pony.
What do they call Wednesday hump day anyhow? Innocuous jibber jabber.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Horses in the Morning. Jamie, it is Atlanta Snow Round 2. Do you have the newest weather report ready? Or the traffic report,
yes.
Rather?
I do, because it's snowpocalypse, Glenn, is what they're calling it, snowpocalypse. And the traffic report right now for snowpocalypse is there's no traffic because nobody's going anywhere. They battened down the hatches yesterday morning, and nobody has left their house except for the grocery store, because apparently you can't get into a Kroger, or you couldn't yesterday. They were complaining about the lines being so long that they wrapped all the way around the dairy section. Like, I mean, it was madness at the grocery store. And they were commenting on how many of the healthy foods sold out, so that's good for Atlanta, because notoriously not the healthiest place. I mean, this is all I've been reading, is the people at the grocery store, and they're selling out of bananas. So, way to go, Atlanta. Way to go.
Well,
you're going to be in the house for 12 hours and a whole bunch of food.
The governor declared a state of emergency like 16 days ago as soon as he heard a whiff of this storm, because they weren't going to go through that again, and they weren't going to be the embarrassment of the whole world again. That wasn't going to happen. And the governor, according to a very reputable source called the Atlanta Banana, Atlanta's serious news hole, they came out with an exclusive yesterday, and a special credit to Scott, who wrote this, that the governor, this is the headline, Governor Deal legalizes marijuana in Georgia for duration of the storm. That's right. The governor has come out and announced last night that the recreational use of marijuana will be legalized for the duration of the storm. The announcement comes as a surprise to the Georgia pot dealers, who are now experiencing the same run as the grocery stores. The governor added that he didn't condone the use of marijuana for recreational purposes or even for medical purposes, but conceded that everyone should just get a big dose of chilling out after the last disaster a few weeks ago. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he concluded by saying, "Oh, what the hell? Y'all might as well go out and get gay married too. Let's just get through this thing."
Go get married, smoke a little pot, whatever.
Yeah, don't complain about the roads.
It currently is freezing rain in Atlanta right now. So, and I know. I love you guys, our northern listeners, but you don't understand. Like, I lived in Ohio in the snow belt, and I thought the first time it snowed, I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to work for a week. I walked outside, the roads were clear. It's that fast. In a town that has stuff for that. You know, you see people driving around up north, and they have snow plows just on their truck, like random people. There's none of that in Atlanta.
No, and, you know, I did see Uta posted from near Cleveland up there in Ohio today that when she woke up, the real temperature was minus 12.
So. That's awesome.
And now, Colleen also posted that picture, she put it on my page this morning, of about 15 cases of water because they had the power outages where they were out of power for 5 or 6 days for the ice storm last week, and they're expecting 12 to 18 inches today. In addition to all the ice damage they had last week in Pennsylvania, they could get up to 12 to 18 inches. So she had 15 cases of water stacked up, and she said she might be making another trip to the store. So they're ready up there in Pennsylvania.
That it's a lot of water to fill up a bathtub to take a bath, so I don't blame her for needing some more. Could you imagine? Well, there's another bottle. That's a lot of waste. Well, I want to let everybody know, everybody that's been thinking about it, Phoenix is incredibly hot in the summertime, and you should not move here, okay? Because it's just awful in the summertime. Oh, wait, it's supposed to be 90 this weekend. 90 degrees here this weekend. But don't move here because there's 2 months of just 3 months of just awful hot. It's just awful. So you definitely don't want to move here.
Yeah, you don't want to move to Florida either. We have bugs the size of your hand. You know, you just don't want to move to Florida. Spider webs, bugs, creepy crawly things, you know, and it gets down to sometimes 30 degrees at night.
Oh, my God. Glenn, how do you live? How do you live?
I don't know. It's tough. We had to dig out the winter coat.
Can I point out one awesome thing about Phoenix, and I just realized this, there's no fleas. We don't have fleas. There's no fleas on dogs. I don't have to do front line. I don't have to do any of that. Don't tell anybody. But there's no fleas here. My dogs have never been happier in their life. Oh, it's so nice not to have to deal.
Well, we battled fleas here like crazy for like a year until we finally found a collar that worked. But, wow, you don't have fleas. I think I'm moving to Arizona. That'd be worth moving for.
Yeah,
Jennifer,
right?
What is coming up on today's show?
On today's Friday Can't Come Soon Enough, Wednesday edition, following a scintillating analysis of horsey headlines from around the world, horse health takes center stage as Dr. Wendy Ying uses a case study to illustrate how dental care can have wide-ranging effects on a horse's health and well-being, and the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge rounds out the show with a red carpet-worthy tournament. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, we have a theme today because our player, our celebrity for the Celebrity Trivia Challenge this afternoon is Dean Reeves, owner of Mucho Macho Man, who happens to live in Atlanta. So, I mean, we've got Atlanta, Stormy. Yeah, it's all coming together today. And I want to congratulate Carol Rio, who is the breeder of Mucho Macho Man, who we had on the show here a couple months ago. She also does doggies, and she bred the winner of the let me see what class this was, the toy group, which in a miniature pincher, a minpin. So she bred Classy, the minpin, who won that division of the Westminster Kennel Club Best of Toy Group. And it is the most decorated miniature pincher in history. And for those of you who didn't stay up late last night and watch this because you were watching something more interesting, like anything,
like the Olympics,
the Sky the Wire Fox Terrier won the 2014 Westminster Dog Show. And he is what do they call those things? It's the one that has the beard, that has the funny-looking beard. But
okay.
That's who won that one.
Okay, everybody who won, I think that there should be a rule. If you like this breeder that we've talked to, Carol, she won the Breeders' Cup in horses this year, and now she's won the Westminster Dog Show, whatever group she was in. I think officially you have to retire from breeding, okay? Stop breeding. Start neutering everything. You have hit the highest that you can hit, okay? And these people, the Wire Fox Terrier, stop breeding. Just go adopt some. There should be a Westminster adoption show. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, we don't know if they have adopted dogs.
That would be cool.
There. That's a good question. Yeah, that'd be a good idea, actually. All mutts. They have to be mutts.
Yes.
That would be
awesome. It's like, yeah. See, I'm starting a trend. The Westminster adoption show. Let's let's petition Westminster for that, because, you know, a lot of these dogs don't, but a lot of breeders that try for shows end up, you know, we end up having to adopt them. So there should be an adoption show.
I like that. Can we add mutt to it so it's the Westminster adoption mutt or mutt adoption show?
It's all mutts. There you go. I mean, it's all mutts. If you happen to have a dog that looks like a breed, good for you. We can have categories like the unidentifiable dog category and then the kind of looks like dog category. I love it.
The ugly as hell dog category. The cute as the button dog category.
I love it. We should write this down. We're going to make millions. I did, however, watch the yesterday that Westminster Kennel Club was doing the dog agility.
Oh, were they?
There was dog agility on TV, and it was like a big deal. Anyway, that is entertaining because not watching the dogs, watching the people try to maneuver their way around there is hilarious.
Your turn.
Well, I have two, and my first one is a heartfelt love to Shirley Temple Black's family. We lost an amazing icon of a human, actually. She was not only an amazing actress, she was an amazing diplomat for our country, Shirley Temple Black. And you know what really bumped me out is I just started getting into her movies. I've only seen one, and I told you guys it was called The Story of Seabiscuit. And if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. I mean, yes, cheeky, and she was supposed to be Irish in it, and her Irish accent kind of came and went, but it's a great story, and it is from like the 30s or 40s or 50s or something, and it's about horses, and it's about Seabiscuit, and it talks about Charles Howard and George Wolfe and all these different things, and so you've got to see it. It loosely follows the line of Seabiscuit's life, very loosely, but it's recognizable. And Shirley Temple is in it, and she's amazing. She was awesome in it. She's so likable. So The Story of Seabiscuit is the movie, and heartfelt condolences to Shirley Temple Black's family. Next. I have to go with something a little happier. You guys are not going to believe this. Okay. Glenn, how much spare time do you think Buck Davidson has in a day?
Not much.
He rides
25
all
horses
these
a day for his eventing career.
Exactly. And he coaches probably 50 students a day. And he doesn't have many hours left, I would imagine. And he's also planning a wedding. But guess what he does? He's on the board of directors and works for an organization called Fly Pups, Inc. Fly, FLYPUPS, Incorporated. It is a nonprofit organization that relocates dogs from desperate situations to no-kill shelters and forever homes. Their thought is, yes, in this area right here, we may not be able to rehome these dogs. So they find them homes or places to go and put them on an airplane and fly them somewhere, wherever the places they go. They say that Flypuff says that shelters, primarily in the southern states, routinely euthanize healthy dogs and puppies because of overcrowding. So their job is to utilize aircraft to transport dogs to decrease travel time, to decrease days and hours that it would take for the dogs to get somewhere. They're emotionally fragile. They're stressed. Flypuffs is a nonprofit organization, all volunteers, funded solely on donations to get these dogs to homes as quick as possible and to begin their new lives. It's flypups.org. And Buck Davidson is on the board of directors. There's a picture of him I saw it on Eventing Nation where he is standing with two German Shepherd puppies and a Pomeranian outside of an airplane at an airport, and he's bringing these dogs to put on the plane. How awesome.
Very good. Yeah, we have a friend who lives right in the neighborhood here who's getting up in age now, so he doesn't do it so much anymore, but he owns his own plane, and he's a pilot, and that's what he did. For a long time, he would fly dogs around the country for these organizations that are moving them, just like you said, who it might have been the same organization, and he would have 4, 5, 6 dogs in crates in the plane, and he would fly them around.
See, when I wanted to adopt that dog from Kentucky, I could have just contacted Fly Pups.
I don't know if it works quite that way.
Hey, I want this dog. Can y'all bring it to me?
Yes. It quite works that way. But who knew? I didn't know that about it, Buck.
I didn't either. That's so cool. And so when you guys see him around running around the Rolex, make sure you cheer extra hard as he gallops by, because not only does Buck Davidson work with dogs, he is also the man that has been chased twice by dogs at Rolex. It's like they
know. One of his horses bitten in the leg, if
yes.
you remember right.
I know, poor guy. And he's like, I'll save you. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm busy.
Except for that one. That one there that bit my horse can stay in the shelter.
You're staying.
Hey, did you see the picture of my new cart from Fry Carriage Company?
Oh, my gosh, Glenn. That is so cool.
It is cool, and there's another picture they posted yesterday. They're very good. Fry does new media very well, and they called me yesterday and said it was ready to ship. So they have another picture of it getting crated up. We weren't sure when we picked the colors. With Fry Carriage Company, you can pick the colors, and they use the same colors that they use for custom automobiles. So there's 1,000 colors to choose from. Well, you're looking at 1,000 different colors. It's kind of tough to pick which blue you want because there's 150 of them. So we picked, and it's a little tiny thing on your computer you're looking at. You know how it is when you paint your house? You bring the thing home and you paint the little sample, and it's nothing like it looked in the little card. So we weren't sure when we picked this particular color blue. We knew what the yellow would be, but we weren't sure about the blue. I like it. It's very bright.
I think it's great. And, again, you know, you look at the little swatches and, it's like I was trying to paint my bathroom, and my husband, bless his heart, has repainted our bathroom 3 times, okay? 3 times, and we have the paint for the 4th time sitting in the bathroom, and he's like, I just need a break from painting the bathroom because I cannot pick a color to save my life. The first one looked like Pepto-Bismol. The second one was like doo-doo brown in the bathroom. You don't want that. The third one came out purple. So I'm really having a hard time. Now I'm going for a blue this time. But point being, you can't tell. I don't know how you pick it. How people build houses from the ground up and have the wherewithal to select what color goes in what room, I can't do it. But, Glenn, you did a great job.
Yeah, well, I wanted something that was going to be very fun. I said I want a circus cart. And it kind of got that circus cart thing going between the yellow and the what did you call it earlier? Electric blue? I like that. It kind of has electric
blue.
So it kind of has that going on. And one of our listeners, Chelsea, actually just bought one of these sprint carts, same one. And she has a little pony that's about 11 hands. And we were chatting yesterday, and she said it has a smooth ride, and it's one of the neatest carts she's ever got. So I think that it's going to be fun. It should be here in the next 5 to 10 days. They have to ship it commercial. So they did a great job. And when I talked to him yesterday, I called up, and I actually talked to the guy who put it together. And he said, you know, Glenn, he said, when we first got your color choices in, I was a little concerned that you were going to take one look at this and it was going to be awful. But he said, now that we have it built here, we all love this thing. He said, it's the coolest one we're sending. He probably says this to everybody, but made me feel better. He said, it's the coolest sprint cart we're sending out yet. He said, just because it's so I think he might even use the word electric. So, yeah, so that's fun. I can't wait to get it in. And I took my pony out yesterday because I thought, well, if I'm going to actually get the pony in the cart, it's been about a month since I ground drove him. And we've been ground driving him since we got him, and the weather's been awful here, rain-wise, so we haven't had a chance to ground drive him much. And he was a little stinker. I'm glad he wasn't in the cart yesterday because his pony-tude was in full force yesterday. He was crow hopping in front of me. He was crow hopping. He was carried on. He was playing with his bit. He was just doing anything he could to make me mad yesterday. He was just giving me an attitude. I'm glad I wouldn't have put him in the cart yesterday. That's for sure. I'm gonna break my new cart.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, Jennifer, I think, thought he was worse than I did, but.
It was just so. He was so so naughty. You'd ask him to walk
naughty.
On, and before he could blink an eye, he was turning around, standing there facing you, going, "Make me suffer."
He had never done that before. He had never turned around on me before, because usually I can catch him before he does that. But he was fast yesterday. If you had a Hackney, you know what this is like. You know everything I'm talking about. When they get their pony toot on, it's an attitude. They have a special attitude.
The Hackney that I rescued did not have a non-pony toot. Like, his pony toot was in full force all the time. So at least you got one that will calm down at least some times of the day. But we started that little pony that my student adopted from MASH, and we were ground driving her yesterday. And it's the same thing. I drove her around fine. Jennifer, you could probably drive, you know, bless your heart, Glenn. You could probably drive the pony around fine, Jennifer. And the second you hand the reins over, they're like, "Hey, Dad. Hi, Mom."
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
What are you doing facing me? I thought you were supposed to be behind me.
Oh, then he figured it out yesterday. I try and trot him a little, which means I have to trot right behind him, right? So
right.
You're trotting, and he was doing great until he figured out that he could stop dead, and I was, like, over his back. So
he ran into his butt.
We're trotting along, and he just stops dead, and I'm, like, climbing up his back. And he did that several times to me yesterday. Now, he's going to have a real surprise, because in the cart, that doesn't work as good. So we'll see how that goes. But it should be an interesting experience.
It stops, too. I'm so excited for you. Do you have any recent pictures of My Little Pony that you can post?
Hey, wait a minute here. You have to watch this. It's My Pony. I've eliminated the little because of you picking on me all the time. So it's just My Pony now.
It's My Little Pony. Just own it, Glenn. Just own it.
Yes, I will post. I will do more a new set of before and after pictures, because he's actually getting fat. You can't see his butt bones at all anymore. So he's got a little. And when I drove him this time, I did notice one thing. He has more power and energy than he had ever had before. So I don't think he's going to have any trouble pulling that cart down the road. It's going to be
any
trouble at all.
That also happens when the weather gets a little chilly. So, you know, you said it might get down to 30. Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, we have a couple of stories here we have to get to before we do our horse health today. One of them is about J.C. Jackson. And everybody knows J.C. Jackson that listens to this show, J.C. Ray Jackson. She was the one we talked about it last week, I believe, that she was the one that was involved in that horse killing and everything that went on. I don't think we need to review what the story was again. Everybody's familiar with it, the murder and butchering of credit cards, the horse that was part of the Arkansas University's team and everything. Well,
this is what every time we say her name, this is what should happen. Say her name.
J.C. Ray Jackson.
Every time we say her name, that has to happen.
I think she's going to get a little bit of that, because as we reported last week, she in Oklahoma, I believe it was sentenced to 4 years in Oklahoma for her part in all of this. Well, the sentencing in Arkansas, there you go. The sentencing in Arkansas this time, let me see, Friday, was 10 years for her role in everything that happened in Arkansas. So when she's done with the 4 years in Oklahoma, they will transport her to Arkansas, and she will do another 10. So she's got 14 years coming. And you know what? If it makes everybody feel better, she is not bad looking. She is not going to do well in prison. Just say it.
Ew.
Not going to go well for J.C. Ray. She will not well. Did you see there's this new thing going around England? And I have never heard of it, but it's a thing going on in Britain. It's called NEK nomination, N-E-K nomination, and it's a drinking game. Have you seen
this? No, no.
Well, it's apparently you take a video of yourself downing drinks in an extreme manner.
Yes,
so
I have heard of this.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. And apparently then in the video, at the end of the video, after you do this whatever, and it's not even alcohol necessarily, it could be soda. But you nominate then somebody to do the same thing within 24 hours. Well, a woman identified in the British media as, her name is Inky Ralph. That's what they identified her as, Inky, I-N-K-Y, Ralph. Well, first of all, if you grew up with a name like Inky Ralph, you're going to have trouble later on in life. That's just, you know, you're destined.
Yeah.
She was 21, and she took. She decided to play the game. Error had been challenged. And she rode her horse into the grocery store, the Tesco grocery store, went up to a counter, took a soft drink off, drank the soft drink down. It's all on video. Then she did her challenge, and then she rode back out of the store. First of all, I want her horse. Because you can ride the horse into the grocery store. You can have all of these people around. You can go down the aisles, get a drink off the shelf, and then ride your horse back out of the revolving or the doors at the grocery store. That's a horse you want, right? I mean, that's kind of one that you really
want. Slippery, too. I mean, the floors are slippery in a grocery store.
Well, the manager wasn't happy about her riding her horse into the grocery store. And so she called. The manager called the police, and they managed to find her because what do you do with these neck nomination videos? You post them
on YouTube.
Them.
Of course. So
all they did was find it on YouTube. And Chief Inspector Sue Robinson said the officers viewed the social media footage as well as the store security footage and identified those involved. And they went out and arrested them. So there you go.
Yeah, this is bad. People are taking shots with fish in them and alcohol with fish in them, which becomes an animal cruelty. And they also said that, like, something like this, because they're drinking alcohol in a lot of the cases, the neck nominations have been linked to deaths because some of the stunts. You know what? I, as a mother, am very sad for people that have to deal with this. But you know what? There's a thing called Darwinism. And if you're going to drink a flaming alcoholic shot with a fish in it and choke on the fish, it's probably your time.
And apparently eating goldfish over there is considered cruelty to animals. Half the fraternities in this country would go out of business. What would they do?
It is cruelty to animals. Disgusting, too. It should be punishable by drinking a fish. I don't know. I don't know how you punish that, because it's punishment enough. Hey, I've got a little happy story for all of us. Excuse me. My favorite horse, one of my favorite horses, Havre de Grace. We talked about her quite a bit. Havre de Grace and the horse Plum Pretty, both mares, both were sold to the woman, her name, Mandy Pope, who, you know, we were just talking about Mandy Pope because she's the one that bought Groupie Doll and then decided to race her and let her have a couple races. Well, she's a broodmare buyer. She paid $10 million for Havre de Grace. She paid $4.2 million for Plum Pretty. Remember, she paid $3.1 million for Groupie Doll. Well, she was at the bedside of Havre de Grace and Plum Pretty waiting for them to foal. Turns out she had to leave to go on Groupie Doll, win her race. And at that time when she was gone, Havre de Grace and Plum Pretty both dropped their foals. So congratulations. Both had healthy babies. That just goes to show, it didn't matter how much money you have, if your timing is off, your timing is off.
It's off. The horse doesn't care.
The horse does not care. As soon as she left, they both dropped their foals. It was over this weekend. Both mares foaled without any problems. Mandy Pope is apparently over the moon. That's what they said. Let's see. Havre de Grace had a filly by Tappet delivered just after midnight on February 7th. And then Plum Pretty's first foal out of the, Medaglia del Oro was a colt. I'm sorry, by Distorted Humor. So filly and a colt. So congratulations to Havre de Grace and Plum Pretty. Can you imagine when these horses run through the sale, how expensive they're going to be? They're both scheduled to be, by the way, bred to Warfront. But I don't know if Mandy Pope, is she going to sell them at the weanling, at the yearling? Is she going to sell, does she race them? I don't know what her plan is with these guys. And if anybody knows, let us know. We got to get Jennifer. I know I've already given you a job to stalk Buck Davidson today, but if you could get Mandy Pope on our show, that would be a huge get. It would be akin to getting the guy from the Budweiser commercial. Oh, wait. I already did that.
It would be a couple notches below Carrie Underwood. Just throwing that in.
Glenn, keep dreaming, yeah. My friend.
I'm dreaming. One of these days, Jennifer is going to surprise me, and Carrie Underwood is going to be on the line. One of these days.
Yeah. You have your questions ready, just in case we surprise you with that, because it could happen any day.
Let's take a break for a commercial from Southern Equine Expo, which starts on Friday. If you live in Tennessee, you're also looking to get out of the ice and the snow. You can do it by going indoors this weekend at the Southern Equine Expo, and we're going to hear about that if you do want to get out of the snow. Also, then we have Dr. Wendy Ying coming up with our horse health segment for this Wednesday, a segment that we recorded earlier. And then we're going to be back with more fun and the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge a little later in the show with Dean Reeves, owner of Mucho Macho Man. I cannot believe Jennifer got him to agree to play this game. I'm so excited.
I know.
I really am. It's going to be a lot of fun. All coming up. If you are looking for a cure for the winter blues, then the Southern Equine Expo is the answer. Formerly the Southern Horse Bonanza, the Expo will return to the Tennessee Miller Coliseum in Murfreesboro, Tennessee on February 14th through the 16th. During this event, attendees will enjoy clinics presented by nationally known horsemen, educational seminars, and hands-on demonstrations. And new to this year's Expo are competitions, including a blacksmith and farrier competition and a youth ranch horse challenge. Many past guests of the Horse Radio Network will be clinicians at this fantastic event. Chris Cox, Tammy Crawford, Dick Pieper, Chase Dodd, Lisa Wysocki, Mark and Miranda Lyon, and so many more covering a diversity of disciplines. Our good friend Wayne Williams of Speaking of Horses will be doing the announcing. Plus, it is one of the most affordable expos in the country at only $9 for adults for advanced tickets. Oh, did I mention the shopping? There is lots of it, and who doesn't need a shopping fix in the middle of February? If you live anywhere near Tennessee, plan a trip to Murfreesboro for the Southern Equine Expo, presented by Tartar Farm and Ranch Equipment. That's February 14th through the 16th. Visit them online for all the details at southernequineexpo.com.
It's time for the Horses in the Morning Horse Health Report, when our intrepid hosts, together with an unlucky member of the equine veterinary trade, attempt to inform, enlighten, or terrify horse owners everywhere into funding a Kickstarter campaign to mass-produce Kevlar-coated, bubble-wrap-lined equine products.
Okay, now I'm going to talk about our Chinese medicine update is going to be a little case study, and it's a common scenario that I see in my practice. And basically, this is a pony that has been off for about a year, and, you know, like the kid outgrew the pony, whatever, and never really had a lot of dentistry work. And so these new people have the pony, and they wanted me to go over it before they start really working it because it has a little bit of an issue in the hind end. So before they bought it, they vetted it, and, you know, his joints all look good, but it still is a little bit funny behind. So basically, I looked at it today, and it has really bad teeth, basically. Even its incisors were, like, not straight together, so it's slanted. So because it hadn't had dentistry work probably in 5 or 6 years, its teeth had gotten to the point that it couldn't chew normally. So then it caused a lot of pain in the temporal mandibular joint. Then it makes her kind of carry her neck funny, and then that affects her spine and her body all the way down. And it's manifesting in a hind end issue. So what the people notice is this hind end issue, but how it really started was from bad teeth from a couple years ago. Sure. But since it's a pony, you know, they're probably like psyched, like, look, we can leave this pony out on grass and it never gets fat.
Right.
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 And, you know, why don't we need a muzzle on this pony? Well, because it's having trouble eating, but because it's not super skinny and they haven't been riding it, they don't realize it has this tooth issue. So, in this kind of case, I wouldn't even do any kind of body work on it until I fix his teeth, or unless they're regular vet fix their teeth. And this is an extensive dentistry problem. So if this would happen to your horse, you'd want to get someone that's a vet that's a specialist in teeth. And the reason also you'd want to get a veterinarian is that this horse definitely needs to be sedated to have his teeth worked on, because you're going to be in there a long time. And also his temporomandibular joint is now like kind of messed up. So you want them to be sedated so they relax that, because you have to open their mouth with the speculum. Like, you've seen that before, Glenn,
yep,
right?
Yep,
that big
yep.
metal speculum.
Yep, yep.
So you can just imagine if you're not sedated, the horse would be chomping on that really tight, and that makes the jaw pain that much worse. And also with a horse with teeth this bad, you never know what exactly is going on in there. Like, could they have a fracture or something like that? So that's why it's always best to get a veterinarian to look at it. So basically I fix his teeth, and this is an ongoing process. Sometimes you can't fix it all at one go, because like if I had to do too much aggressive floating, it sometimes makes it so they have trouble chewing afterwards. So I can't take down too much tooth, or else its teeth won't be touching. They won't have any grinding surface. So this is they're going to have to see me every 6 months or so. And even if they can afford it, every 3 months for the next year to gradually change this bite. But then after I did the initial floating, then I can start working on the chiropractic and acupuncture body work to fix that.
Right, right.
So, yeah, but like I said, you wouldn't want to start doing the body work first, because you know that the problem is the teeth. They're always chewing like that or holding their head funny.
That teeth can cause that, you know, it's... We sometimes underestimate the amount of damage that bad teeth can cause to the rest of the body.
Yeah, and I mean, with horses, their teeth continually grow. So they keep their teeth level by chewing properly. So if something messes up their bite, then that their chew abnormally, then that screws up the wear of their teeth. And that is like a horrible, vicious cycle that can just throw their teeth out of the whack, to the point where they can lose teeth. You know, they can have too much pressure on one area. They can crack teeth. And, you know, cracked teeth lead to infection, which, you know, then they may need to have their teeth pulled out. It can infect their the bones that the teeth sit in. So that can set that up for, that's what I'm saying. Like, you want sedation, because what if this has a horrible tooth root abscess in its mandible? And then you open up the mouth with the speculum, and especially a pony, like, you have to put their mouth pretty wide to get your arm in. So they have to be like at the range of the limit for opening their mouth. And if they have a compromised mandible, you could break that. You could fracture that. Which then you're in for, you know, big issue.
Hmm.
So, and also I think if, like, we in people, they are really prone to migraines when they have temporomandibular joint pain. And you can imagine, like, if you've ever had a toothache, how that affects your whole body. Like,
right.
You kind of scrunch your shoulders. And, you know, chronic pain affects people's demeanor. And also, horses can't tell us when they have a headache. They just... You know, you might just think they're not themselves or they're crabby. But maybe they have a constant headache.
You know, and you're right, tooth pain is one of the worst. It just seems to be totally debilitating. You know, when we have it.
Yeah.
You can't think, you can't function, just hurts, you know.
It just hurts, yeah.
I think it's different than when you, like, break your foot or something. It just seems to be, it's closer to your head, it's closer to your heart, and
yeah.
It just hurts. You know?
It does. Yeah. It just hurts. And it makes you in a really bad mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And like I said, it makes you carry your body funny. So you can imagine if you're carrying your own body funny, then you, you know, someone slaps a bit in your mouth and tells you to go do this, and then you're like, forget it, I'm not doing it.
Now you, so it's interesting because they didn't have you out originally to look at the teeth. They had you out for another problem, and that's where you ended up. So
yeah, they had me out because she was uneven in her hind end.
Interesting. But then that's why you...
But then I always go to the teeth.
Right. And that's why you do the exams the way you do. You do the whole, when you're out for the first time with the horse.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, and when I had my specialty dentistry practice, I didn't do a ton of acupuncture. I didn't do any chiropractic then. But so I would be called out specifically for teeth. But also since we get a lot of... you know, and then people would give me the feedback that, hey, you know what, you did that, and then this went away. Or we have a lot of young horses that come in for training, and I just do all their teeth first. We don't even start them until they get their teeth done.
Right, right.
Because there's no sense doing them if they have bad teeth. And they're not going to learn properly.
Huh. All right, so check the teeth. The moral of that
check
story.
The teeth.
Well, welcome back to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair today. And you know what? We are coming up on a holiday here that I want to remind everybody about, and that is Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day coming up. And the reason I said I want to remind everybody, knowing that my audience is 90% women, is because horsewomen tend to forget about this kind of stuff, too. It's
you know
not
what?
Just
it's-
us guys.
When I said at the intro of the show it's February 12th, I panicked a little bit. I'm like, how did it get to be February 12th?
I knew that. Well, I found this. This is on on a fatherhood website, and it's the top 10 do's and don'ts for men on Valentine's Day. And I wanted to see if this applies to horse women. So you guys have to translate whether this applies to horse women or not, okay? So see
okay.
if the, because you know how sometimes the, you know, for general public doesn't apply to horse people, especially horse women. So the first one on the list for guys, all of you horse husbands out there, is don't forget. So even if you forget to do something fun, or if you chose not to do anything that's truly fun, don't forget it that it, in fact, it is the holiday. Would you guys agree
yeah.
that that's probably a big one?
Yeah, even if we forget. You shouldn't forget.
Now, I don't know if that applies to anniversaries, because Jennifer and I have both forgotten our anniversary at times, and then we're even. Then it's kind of like, well, you forgot too.
It's a wash.
So
it makes you realize why you're both married. We're meant for each
Good
other.
Point. Yes.
We're meant for each other.
Number two was don't buy kitchen appliances. Do you mean to tell me, Jamie, that you don't want a blender for Valentine's Day?
You know, I had a boyfriend. The guy I dated before Chad, bless his heart, gave me in front of my family for Christmas. For Christmas. The whole family sitting around, and I open up a GD frying pan. In front of my brothers, okay, and this guy was a vet. He was a veterinarian. I thought, you know, give me some Legend or Attaquan or something, like a frying pan so I can cook better for you. Are you kidding me? How dare you? Death to the man who gives a horse girl frying pans.
Yes. How long do you have to be together, whether you're married or not, how long do you have to be together before it is appropriate to give a kitchen appliance? For any
you know,
holiday.
My sister, this past Christmas, my sister-in-law, and again, men are dumb, she got not one, not two, but three, and they've been together since high school, and they're both in their mid-30s, so they've been together a long time, not married, all of that, obviously, but she got three cutting boards from her husband.
You know where I think this the exception falls is if you're a horsewoman. If it's a brand new refrigerator for the barn, then it's probably
mini fridge.
Okay.
Yeah, I want a mini fridge out there.
Or or if it has any, is there any kind of refrigerator that you could put a keg in, then some barns that would be appropriate. But that's probably the only time an appliance is going to work if it works in the barn somehow.
Ooh, like a grinder for my flaxseed. Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, that kind of stuff. A coffee grinder. Yeah, something that relates to horses, but not a frying pan.
A hot water heater so she can have hot water in the barn. You know, that would be good.
After we broke up, I took a knife to it, and I just was like, you know what? I'm going to cook with it, but I'm going to cut stuff on it, too. And I just started cutting right down the middle of it, you know, because obviously the sight of it infuriated me.
But you couldn't throw it away, could you?
No.
It was a perfectly good front pan.
It was still good. I got to be practical. I have to like
Number three. Don't do the same thing you did last year. This one is a problem for me because as I've gotten older, my memory is going, and I can't remember what I did last year. So this one's definitely an issue for me. I have no idea.
Can I just, before he gets in here, I'm going to give you guys a little preemptive what's going to happen this weekend, and it better not happen because it happened last year, is,
ooh,
babe, I'm going to, instead of going out to dinner, I'm going to cook you dinner. I should close the door. Hold on. Let me close the door.
Yeah, you go do that. I think that's a wise move there, Jamie. Good thing he doesn't listen to the show.
Okay, I'm back. So,
yeah.
What's going to happen, better not happen, is he's like, babe, instead of going out to dinner, I'm going to cook you dinner on Valentine's Day. Okay, and I'm like, that sounds great. However, it better not be what happened last year. As he gets home and he goes, huh, I wonder what's in the fridge. Hey, babe, what can I cook? What do we have? What do we have in here? What's in the freezer?
Not
can
a lot
solve
of
it?
Thought
how do you solve
planning
stuff?
When it's
how, do you boil something and steam something? Like, how do you do that? Okay, you better bring home groceries. You better have something prepared because if you're not going to take me to a restaurant because you don't want to pay extra because Valentine's Day and deal with the crowds and all that crap, I get it. However, you better have something prepared because I am not going to help you cook, help you figure out what you're going to make out of my own pantry. Are you kidding me?
See, that one never works for me because I cook for Jennifer every night. So I kind of can't. Jennifer, that means she has to cook for me Friday night.
Ooh, Jennifer, yeah, reverse it. And Jennifer, don't you be asking your husband what's in the pantry, what you can make, okay? You better go to the store. So I'll let you guys know what happens Monday.
All right. <yeah. laughs> we'll be anxious to hear how that went. Number four was don't give her lingerie. I think you can get away with that once or twice in the very early stages of your relationship. After that, especially with a horse girl, it better be new breeches. It better be something that involves riding, because you think that you can't get away with that forever?
I don't know. You know, to be honest, if Chad wanted to give me some lingerie and he wanted to see this post baby body, I'd be all for it. Like, you know what? If you think I look sexy in that, awesome, awesome, because something to make me feel sexy would be nice.
You are looking good, though. I saw that picture from last week at 6:30. You're looking terrific.
Yeah, until Girl Scout cookies came out. That's my downfall.
Number five, don't have unrealistic expectations. And what they meant by this is when your partner wants to be pampered, you also have to understand that her day is filled with many demands, kids, work, house, and more. Make sure you go the extra mile, but keep your expectations realistic and in check. And, oh, by the way, guys, I think what they're trying to say in a very nice way here is that if you come home and say, well, your present is some of this, they don't really want some of that. They can have it every day.
Okay, when you said, that's funny, when you said keep your expectations realistic, I was thinking he better not think I'm going to look like the girl in the picture and the lingerie advertisement, okay? Like, it ain't going to look like that when I put it on.
Well, I kind of think this, I viewed this from the guy's point of view, and that meant I ain't getting any just because it's Valentine's Day. That's kind of where I went. Yeah.
I knew where you were going, and that's true. You might not get any, but if you do give me the lingerie and I do put it on, manage your expectations because it ain't going to be like the girl in the picture.
Number six, don't overspend. This one I found interesting. It says, particularly if you share a bank account and a credit card with your sweetheart, breaking the bank is a bad idea. Keep within your budget and have the nicest evening you can afford. And, you know, I wonder how many times that happens where the guy goes, you know, well, we don't have a lot right now, but I really want to do something really nice. And then the wife or the girlfriend gets really mad because it was money that she was going to use to buy hay.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. You know, if, like, I could buy myself something, which would be different than what you bought me. I don't need a diamond tennis bracelet. I really needed a new dressage saddle. So don't break the bank. Good call.
Let's see here. The next one. I think this is a bad idea all the time, by the way. And you just did it because we're doing a radio show, but I don't think you do it on a regular basis. And that is number seven, don't talk about an ex. That'll spoil Valentine's Day.
Well, you're not going to do it on Valentine's Day at the meal. Be like, oh, you know what? My ex-boyfriend cooked me dinner one time, and he brought home groceries, and he planned the meal himself. Blah, blah, blah. You're not going to do that.
No, you better not. That's not a good idea. Don't give her a generic card. So this is one time when generic cards from Hallmark are bad. And I would add to that, this is probably – you know how at Christmas we say for horsewomen that, guys, it's okay to get them gift cards for the tack shop? I think this is one holiday where gift cards are out. All gift cards, whether they're tack shop or not, are out. What do you think?
I'd have to think about that. You know, the card thing, the problem with the card is that the guy thinks that because he read it in or it had words in it, that means it's okay. You have to still write something in it. You can't just sign your name. Like, personalize it. And maybe the gift cards, yeah, it's not very personal. But neither is a box of chocolates that we're not going to like because it doesn't tell us what it is and you have to stick your finger in the middle of them to find out if you're going to like it or not. I don't like the little marshmallowy fluffy things. I mean, I don't want to know about that. So personalize it to the girl.
Uta just posted, I told my husband, skip the candy. I am good with just about anything as long as it's horse-related. And then
Amen,
she said, ha,
sister.
Like that's going to happen. by the way, speaking of candy and chocolate, I had a buzz for about half a day because, you know, I don't eat sugar anymore. When we did our chocolate tasting on Monday, I had a headache after that. I really did. I'm not
Glenn,
that much sugar. Yeah?
I had a wicked headache, too, and went to bed for like 2 hours.
So it wasn't just me? I'm glad to hear that.
No. I had a sugar crash. It injured me, and you will be seeing a bill.
Okay, the next one, two more on this list of things that guys should not do for women on the holiday is don't do guy stuff. In other words, if you like basketball, she don't like basketball, two tickets to the basketball game is not a good idea. So don't do guy stuff. And I think that was pretty clear. And then
I'm not going to come home immediately because I'm going to go hit the driving range. I'm going to go hit the driving range on the way in. Yeah, that never happens in my house.
Is he a golfer?
Oh, yeah, big time. And he, not only is he a golfer, he practices chipping in my pasture.
You know, I guess he is an officer, and I think it's like a requirement they have to play golf.
Yes, they have.
Number 10, don't spend the night online. And I would add, don't spend the night looking at your phone. That's also bad. So so those are the top 10 for guys to keep in mind. I think they apply to horse women and non-horse women alike. They're all pretty. Which now leaves me totally wondering what I'm going to do on Friday because I have no freaking idea. And I'm glad my wife doesn't listen to this show because...
You're in trouble. But you got two whole days, Glenn, and knowing you, if you plan something today or tomorrow, that's ahead of the schedule for you. You're that guy that's driving around looking to buy roses on the street corner sold by somebody that bought them at a grocery store and reselling them for four times the amount on the street corner, and they're almost dead.
You have to know which street corner because some of those guys are better than others. On that note, it's time for our song, Addicted by Jared Rodgerson, right after this word.
Okay.
five hooked on rodeo. At least I'm not addicted to liquor or drugs. Well, I could blow all my money and break all my bones, but I would never hurt anyone. I've always been the kind to be in control. I tell you that in my defense, 'cause the kind of broncs I've been drawn lately got me questioning my common sense. Addiction's a form of weakness, I know that's to be true. You're gonna pay for a habit, I pray I don't have it, just between me and you. Addicted to driving down the road, riding broncs and having fun. Addicted, well I'm really not, I could quit it anytime I want. Even if I hooked on rodeo, at least I'm not addicted to liquor or drugs. It's broken bones and bruises and self-induced abuses that'll never hurt anyone. The other day I asked him if he guessed the itch. I said it's 20 years since you've been on a bull, I guess you finally got it licked. Then his eyes went wild and he started to shake. He said it hits him every spring. I said, thanks Deb, you're not helping me any. Now I got a hock a diamond ring. Addicted to driving down the road, riding broncs and having fun. Addicted, well I really thought that I could quit it anytime I want. Now I'm sitting here jonesing for a rodeo, might as well be liquor or drugs. Well I could blow all my money and break all my bones and I would never get enough. Well I blew all my money and that ain't fun, 'cause I just can't give it up.
Well, that was Jared Rogerson. You can find all of Jared's music at jaredrogerson.com. And I think he's posted recently. I saw that he has posted some new tour dates for this year up there. So if you want to see him in person, you can just go to his website to do that. We are coming up on the Celebrity Trivia Challenge, and of course our Celebrity Trivia Challenge is brought to you by EquityMFG.com. If you didn't get a chance yesterday to listen to the Endurance episode here at Horses in the Morning, you'll want to do that because the gentleman that owns Equity, his name is Joseph, his mother was on the show yesterday. She is one of the oldest active endurance riders, Jamie. She and her horse both, when you add their ages up, equal 100 years old. And what what a fascinating woman she was. Joseph's mom's really cool. She was a lot of fun. So if you missed that interview, head over to yesterday's show and take a listen. But Equity is the home of the best manure forks in the world. You can find either the Shaken Fork or the Flexin' Fork. I used both of them yesterday here at the farm. I used my Flexin' Fork to clean the paddocks, and I used the Shaken Fork to clean the stalls. The Shaken Fork is extra special. It has the super strong tines and basket like all of his forks do, except it also has a built-in motor. You press the trigger, it shakes the fork for you. You'll save half your bedding and half your time just cleaning the stalls. I would venture to guess that probably 50% of our audience on Horses in the Morning uses them, and you can too just by going to EquityMFG.com, and we thank them for sponsoring this segment every single week. And now it is time to play
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, where each week a different unsuspecting world-renowned celebrity equestrian is pitted against a humble Horses in the Morning listener willing to risk it all for a prize package or a nod of approval from one of the greats from the equestrian universe. Now, let the battle of equestrian acuity begin.
That's right.
Don't
last
worry.
Week.
If you're on hold, we don't know what that we don't know what acuity means either. Go ahead.
Last week we had eventer Olympian Gina Miles on, and this week we are happy, very happy to have with us the owner of Mucho Macho Man, who is our adopted racehorse for the last several years. And Dean Reeves is joining us today to play the Celebrity Trivia Challenge. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, Dean.
Good morning, everybody, and hope you all are doing well.
We are.
Well, we hope you're doing well. Are you nervous about answering questions regarding horse racing?
Well, you know, that's going to be an interesting competition here today. I don't know that I'm that great on trivia, but I'm looking forward to the competition.
Okay, good. And we've got Dawn Deems, our listener. Dawn, where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm in Cincinnati right now. I'm at work. I actually came out to my car to call here. But, yeah, I'm doing well.
Girl, I hope you got the engine running. You're sitting in the heat.
it was 5 here this morning, so, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Dean, are you in Atlanta right now?
I am in Atlanta. I am here in my wife's office, actually, and we're looking outside and watching it snow. We probably got an inch or so last night, and we're a little iced in, and so schools are closed, businesses are closed, and we are home for the day.
Everything is closed. I hope you guys made your Kroger run. I know my family's all in Atlanta, so they all hit the grocery store. I was getting updates yesterday. Did you get the bread and milk that you're required to get when it threatens snow in Atlanta?
We went by to pick up the bread, and it was all gone. So we got there too late.
Well, hopefully there's some horse feed you can eat or something. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, you guys, this is the way this game works. We'll explain what we're going to do, and then, Dean, I'll let you talk about the prizes that you have been kind enough to donate. So I'm just going to ask you guys questions about horses. Dawn was drawn randomly to play Dean, and fortunately she knows a little bit about horse races and horses in the racing industry from looking at your Facebook page anyway. I've online stalked you, Dawn, and I know that this is actually probably pretty good for you. Are you excited to talk to Dean?
I'm excited to talk to Dean. I'm nervous about the questions. But hi, Dean. I'm a huge fan of Mucho Macho Man. Nice to talk to you.
Well, good morning. Nice to talk to you, too. And I'm like you. I'm a little bit nervous about what they're going to ask me.
We don't want to embarrass anybody. It's all fun. It's all fun games. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Dawn a question, then I'll ask Dean a question. And these are – we only have 3 questions, and all 3 of these are related to horse racing. We tailor the question to be what our celebrity does. So we're going to ask these questions. We do have a tiebreaker, and the tiebreaker is one question that I'm going to ask you, and the first person to yell out the correct answer wins the tiebreaker. Dean, why don't you tell us what you guys have decided to donate as the prize today? Dawn, what you're vying for.
Well, what we are donating is the poster that they provided at Gulfstream Park and also out at Santa Anita for when Mucho Macho Man won the Secretariat Vo Populi Award. So that is what we're donating. And it's a really a nice, nice poster, and the artist did a tremendous job of painting, and we'll sign that for Dawn because I'm assuming she's going to be winning.
Well, you know, you can't always tell that. I mean, that's not always true. We'll find out. Hey, I do want to say that if you have 5 seconds to answer, and I am in charge of countdown, and I sometimes lose count, so sometimes longer than that. And then also, if you get the question incorrect, you will hear this. You'll recognize this, Dean, from the old days playing basketball in high school. Recognize that?
Okay, I remember that.
Yes. And then if you get it correct, I got a bell right here. You'll hear the bell ring. So that's the sound effects we have for the game today. I also wanted to add that we are throwing in a pair of illuminated hoof picks from A Little Pet Vet as a prize. They are the best hoof picks, the strongest hoof picks around, and they're the only lighted hoof picks so that you can actually see into your horse's hooves. And, Dean, who are you playing for if you win? We're going to donate those prizes to charity.
Yes, I'm going to play for the Saratoga War Horse Foundation.
And explain what that is, Dean, because I actually looked online because I wasn't familiar with Saratoga War Horse, and you guys can find it at saratogawarhorse.com. And it's an absolutely, well, near and dear to my heart being military, but explain to people what they do.
Well, they put veterans in a kind of a peer-to-peer program with horses, and their program helps these veterans that have some sleepless nights, suicidal thoughts, and so forth. And it's really an opportunity for the veterans to, gather themselves and hug on a horse and begin to open up with this horse. And I think it's just been, they've done a great job there in Saratoga, and it's just been a very successful thing to do for veterans and the use of horses that have been retired.
Yeah, so it's retired horses and guys with PTSD, post-traumatic stress, or problems like that, and it's using horses as rehabilitation, which, you know, as all horse people know, horses are the place where we rehabilitate. No matter if you're just having a bad day or you have a serious problem, horses are the ones that swoop in and make us feel better. So I think it's a fantastic organization, and we're going to have to get somebody on to promote that organization, Jennifer, because it's such a great thing. Now, Don, don't feel bad if you win. Okay, you're not taking away from the veterans, okay? We'll separately donate to them. If you win, veterans are going homeless. No, it's not like that. It's we're here to win prizes, and we'll separately help all the organizations. Don't worry about that, Dawn. And Dean, we would be remiss if we did not ask you, how is Mucho Macho Man doing?
He couldn't be doing any better. He breezed last week, did really well. He is down in Gulfstream Park, Florida, and doing just excellent. So he'll probably breeze again this weekend as he prepares for his next race.
Which I can't ask you because it's not released. However, I did go to Santa Anita Park this past weekend, and it's by far now my favorite track. It is so beautiful. And if for some reason he were to run there, I would have to make the trip, I think. I'd have to go.
It is a beautiful track. No doubt about it.
All right, he's not going to let anything slip.
Listen,
he tried.
After 3 or 4 years with you two, I'm starting to learn about how you work.
Darn it! I tried. Okay, let's start the game.
Hey,
gosh,
let's play.
Oh, okay. First question is going to go to Dawn. Dawn, in 2008. In 2008, this big bay colt with a delivery service moniker took the first two races of the Triple Crown for trainer Rick Dutrow, but was eased up in the Belmont. Who is that horse?
Big Brown.
Hey! Woo!
Good.
You got the first one. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. One to nothing. This may be the only time you're ahead of Dean, but so you can say that you can brag with that forever now. All right, Dean. Your first question is: in 2012, this horse, trained by Doug O'Neill, beat Bodemeister in the Derby and Preakness, but did not start in the Belmont.
I'll have another.
Yay! How are you so familiar with the 2012 Derby, Dean? I have no idea.
Yeah, me either. I was out of town, I think, that weekend.
All right, we're going to go back to John. It is tied, currently tied, 1-1. It's kind of a hard one. This famous Kentucky Derby farm was formerly known as Prestonwood before Texas-based Kenny Trout and Bill Kasner purchased it in 2000. The farm earned its first Kentucky Derby win in 2010 with Super Saver, who still stands at stud there. On a side note, Painter was just moved there as well. Do you know the farm?
Windstar.
Yay!
Oh, my gosh! Very good. I thought that one was super hard.
Dang,
yeah, y'all brought in. Y'all brought in a ringer.
I guess we did, Dean. I'm sorry.
We have smart listeners, Dean. We have smart listeners. They listen to us. They have to be smart, right? No.
We'll go with that, Glenn. We'll go with that. We educate people. Sure. All right, Dean, you're number two. It is currently 2-1. This famous Kentucky Derby, Kentucky Thoroughbred farm was founded by baking soda mogul William Monroe Wright in 1924. And until 1932, bred and raced standardbreds. What is the name of that farm?
Calumet Farm.
Yep.
Wow.
That
it's funny.
True.
I'm actually reading that book.
So, that's a good book.
It really
Wild
was.
Ride?
I finished it.
Wild Ride? Is that the book?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That book
Very.
Is so good. Yeah. For those who haven't read it, go out and get that book because you will learn more than you wanted to know. And what do you think, Dean? Did they do it? Did they kill Aladar?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I really don't know. I just don't know. But that's an interesting and, I think, unknown question.
Yeah, I know. But you're allowed to have an opinion. We're not going to tell on you. It's okay.
Yeah.
He did it. He did it. That horse was a war horse, man. Okay, my opinion. All right, 2-2. It is tied. 2-2. Dawn. What does vol populi mean? Populi, as we've been saying. Vol populi, what does it mean?
Voice of the people?
Holy cow.
That is correct. And Dean might be able to tell you a little bit more about that award, but that is the award that Penny Chenery created, the Secretariat Award. So it is called Vol Populi, Voice of the People. Congratulations, Dawn. You have answered all three of your questions. So, Dean, this one comes down to you, my friend.
I know.
I'm
nervous. Already nervous.
All right. Name the 2003 Hollywood blockbuster. Oh, my God. These are so easy. As starring Gary Stevens as George Wolfe.
Oh, let's see. Seabiscuit.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, my gosh, we have a tie. You guys were nervous, see? And this is awesome because we are coming down to the tiebreaker question. The tiebreaker question. All right, so how this works, again, I'm going to ask you a question, and whoever answers it first wins, okay? And we're going to be able to tell your voices apart because, you know, they're a little different. So, are you guys
ready? Last week was tough, actually. The reason she said that is the two last week sounded exactly alike.
They did, and it was like, wait, who said that? Who said that? So, I do have a hint if you guys don't get this, okay? From 1998 to 2005, this financial services giant was the sponsor of the Triple Crown Series, offering a $5 million bonus for winning all three races.
Yes!
Yay!
I was just going to say that.
Good Good job, Dawn.
Congratulations. Woo. You are the winner of the Celebrity Trivia Challenge brought to us by EquityMFG.com. You are the winner of the a pair of illuminated hoof picks from A Little Pet Vet, and also the poster of Mucho Macho Man signed. Dean, hopefully you'll sign it for Dawn. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was great, Dawn. Yeah. I was just about to say pizza.
It's everywhere
so
you want to be.
Yeah, I'm going to throw in some Mucho Macho Man pins for her, too, because she did. She got every question. So what a ringer. So, Dawn, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's awesome. So nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you for your support of Mucho Macho Man, and we really do appreciate that.
Well, thanks for keeping him in training. It's just lovely what you guys are doing. So,
well, thank
fans
you.
Fans appreciate it. Yep.
And before you both go, I do have to congratulate Dean, because yesterday it came out that Mucho Macho Man was nominated for the $10 million Dubai World Cup. I don't know what the next step of that is, if you have to go through. There were, 300 horses or something nominated. But congratulations for that. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hopefully all 300 won't try to make that race. but we'll see what happens. I think everybody, that is an elite group that has been nominated, and we will see what happens in the coming weeks.
And from around the world, not just from here. I mean, you have the horses that have won the Japan Cup, the Epsom Derby, the Hong Kong Cup, the Dubai Cup, I mean, Melbourne, all over the world. You're in good company there.
We certainly are. Tremendous elite group of horses.
It is awesome. And just a second what Dawn said, thank you for keeping Mucho in training and letting us enjoy him even further. I know everybody from his year from that class is retired and is bowling. You know, they're all having their first babies right now, and we still get to enjoy Mucho Macho Man, and we really appreciate you guys and what you do and keeping him sound and happy and healthy and letting us watch him go. We're so excited.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate that, and we are glad we were able to do it. We look forward to what hopefully will be a great year for him.
Yay! I'm so excited. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dean. We'll get to Dawn's information.
Okay. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it, and Dawn, congratulations.
Thank you, Dean.
And, Dean, don't freeze to death. Be careful out there. There's ice on the ground. Atlanta is going just absolutely crazy right now. So batten down the hatches. Stay indoors.
All right. That's good. Dawn, I have you on hold. Jennifer will pick up here and make sure she has the correct address for you, and we'll get that over to Dean. And we'll also get it. We want to thank the people from A Little Pet Vet for the illuminated hoof picks. I use those every day with my pony and absolutely love them. They're the sturdiest, strongest hoof picks ever. And EquityMFG.com, because they're the sturdiest, strongest manure forks ever. We seem to have a trend here with our advertisers, and we really appreciate that. I would like to announce officially that we just got confirmation of this yesterday, that next week playing as the celebrity will be our own, I call her our own because we sort of claimed her, Templeton Thompson. Cowgirl Templeton Thompson, and of course, singer extraordinaire, will be here to play, and I hear that she's going to be donating some stuff as a prize, too. So we'll announce what the prizes are. I'm working on something Western for a prize next week, because Templeton is a cowgirl, and that she should be a lot of fun playing this game. I don't know what kind of questions Jennifer's going to come up with for Templeton Thompson.
I don't know. That's going to be stressful. I mean, it was easy, you know, with Dawn and Dean, which, by the way, I want you guys to know and appreciate that I did not interchange their names one time. Dawn and Dean are really close.
No, you didn't, actually. And it sounds like a couple that would marry, doesn't it, Dawn and Dean? It sounds like a couple that would marry.
Yeah.
We have friends. Her name is Chrissy. That is her given name. It's Chrissy, and she is marrying. She is going to have her wedding this summer to a guy named Chris. So it's Chris and Chrissy.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Well, Patty, we apologize for that, and hopefully Dean sends our love because she's not going to steal your man. It's okay, even though Dean.
And Dawn, Jennifer is saying that she has your address, so you're good to go. We'll make sure that we get these prizes out to you. That was a lot of fun. That's the second week in a row that we had a tie.
That's awesome. And, you know, they're not super easy questions. I thought we would stump Don. I thought Dean had his under control, being that they were about pretty much his horse. But Don was impressive. That was good.
Yeah, you know, and the fact that he had just read that book about Calumet Farm.
That
you know,
was cool.
So, yeah,
that
so, I mean,
cool.
If he had gotten that one wrong, it would have been really bad. After
what
having
a good
book
that
book.
Was, too.
I haven't read it yet, and I really do have to read it. I didn't realize they raised standardbreds up until the 30s. I didn't realize that.
That was Kentucky raised standardbred. A lot of, you know, it was very, very popular in Lexington to be a standardbred farm. I mean, the one that borders the
Almond
horse
Hall.
Park is a standardbred. Almond Hall.
Yeah. Yep. Almond Hall. And I think Almond Hill. Where did you get that from? Pecan Way.
I'm from Georgia.
Brazil Nut Ranch. That was it.
It's Peanut Farms, Glenn. Dang.
Jennifer, what are we giving away this Friday for Really Bad Ads?
Really Bad Ads this week on the left-hand side of the table, we have from Cantor Lane Design, a poster print and a set of Farm Talk note cards by Shelley Renee. They are appropriate for Valentine's use. Cantor Lane Design offers interior design services along with a niche line of home decor items to make your spaces more inspired. Their design style is fresh and eclectic and infused with all things equestrian, from barn door hardware to poster prints to gifts for the equestrian. Cantor Lane is your source when it comes to interior spaces for the horse lover. And from Horse Grooming Solutions, a tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. And you can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. And I notice people are posting their ideas for the adopted mutt, the Westminster Adopted Mutt Show, and what the category should be. So you'll find that on our Facebook page. There's a whole bunch of and people are posting pictures of the dogs. Kayla posted a picture of hers, and it's the Wonder Dog. So she thinks there should be a Wonder Group. And he has with sunglasses on. That's pretty cool. there's some interesting ones in there.
We did. It's going to take off, and I think that. The category that I posted online is it could be very easy to fill, and that is the category of dogs with large bodies that have basset hound legs.
That's a good one.
You know, they have these tiny little legs, and they have these big old bodies, and you're like, oh, there's some basset hound in you.
And you know, that reminds me, we have to have a fat class, the fattest dogs. You know, I know it's not healthy, but there's a lot of fat dogs out there. We might as well just, you know, we have to be accepting, and we have to, you know, we have to include everybody. So it'll just be the class. And it'll be how many times you can roll them down the thing. What do you think?
I like that. I like that. Hopefully we're not encouraging obesity.
Well, no, the prize will be a doggy gym membership. That's what the prize will be on that one.
Oh, that's a good tea. And now you're thinking. Now
yeah,
you're
see?
Thinking, Glenn. We're just
why
are
we
and
this
do...
to Westminster? Why don't we do this dog show? We'd be much better at it.
I think we should. I think we should do this as a side show at Rolex. We'll have like a little booth, and we'll do a special dog show. And another category could be owners that are crazy enough to dress their dogs in little costumes. And we could even have a little costume class, much like Kayla Mueller, who posted pictures of her dog in clothes. And an ascot.
Oh, by the way, I really hate the way the runners run along, the handlers, they're called handlers. I really hate the way they run along. It just looks... It's just not cool. We need to come up with a cooler way for them to show their dogs. Every class has to have a cool way to do it because it isn't cool.
Do you know what I think? It is dorky, and there are many other things that are dorky. Like we're watching it in between commercials of the Olympics last night, and you look at these people and you're like, wait a second. Did you honestly decide to go on national television wearing that? Really? One lady had a gingham checkered dress on, ill-fitting, with pants on underneath it. I was like, really? That's what you wear? Dress over pants? Really? Okay. This is too much. Too much. Yeah, bad outfits. Bad. So there needs to be some sort of dress code.
Yes. And, you know, we could do different classes. Like, you know, with the different classes, we could do different things. They just all run them around in circles and, you know, do that. We got to have, you know, we got to have the barky class. We got to have the barkiest dogs. So those we'll all put in a class and see who's the loudest, most annoying dog. And, you know, we can come up with all kinds of cool classes here, I think.
Jennifer, I hope you're writing all this stuff down. I mean,
I
this
got
is
it.
Genius.
This
I'm is
recording
genius.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you could do this at Rolex because everybody brings their damn dogs to Rolex anyway.
Exactly.
So you could do it there.
Exactly. Even the ones that you're like, oh, he's too small to walk that far, or he's got basset hound legs and a big giant body. He's going to be exhausted after cross country. See? Is genius.
You know, we could have the lickiest class. You know how some dogs are just licky, licky, licky? And then we'll get a judge we don't like. And that'll be the judge from the licky class.
Glenn, you're on a roll. You are on a roll.
I am.
Keep going. Keep brainstorming. I'm ending the show right now, but you go ahead and you just keep on talking. Everybody, thank you for joining us. Thanks to Dawn and Dean for being a part of it. And we really appreciate that. And for Dr. Wendy Ying and Jennifer, thank you for producing. And everybody, thank you for listening. And if you haven't signed up to be a part of the Celebrity Trivia Challenge, go to our website, horsesinthemorning.com, or follow us on Facebook. Spay, neuter, and geld.
People.
People.